Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Joining us now, very special guest, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. Governor, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you all?
We're doing fantastic. Obviously, we're excited. We're feeling pretty good about the possibilities that some good conservatives will win the day. What do you think? Let's go specifically toward the down ballot. How well do you think Republicans will do down ballot?
Well, I think given what we're seeing in terms of turnout, early voting was a huge success for Republicans throughout the state. And I suspect, and I think you all would agree, that Election Day is also going to be just a great opportunity for us to bring it home. And we're looking forward to the results coming out very quickly. As you know, under Governor DeSantis' leadership, we have made sure that elections are not only safe and secure, but they're efficient as well. So I'm excited about seeing the election results tonight, not only for candidates up and down the ballot, but also for amendments. As you know, we've been focused on that as well. So we feel really good. But of course, you're never going to be resting on your laurels. You're going to fight to the finish and you're going to be optimistic, but certainly cautious.
Absolutely agree. And I do think that you and the governor have worked really hard to take steps so that we feel in the state of Florida very comfortable with the level of integrity we have here. Of course, we have major concerns about other states, but that's not within the scope of where we want to go this morning. I know Amendment 3, it's pretty clear that you and the governor are both against this amendment, and instead of rehashing the whole thing, because we have talked about it extensively on the air, and I think we hit every nook and cranny, and the governor even, we spoke to him about it, and I still don't think we got really an effective answer. The Florida legislature, in my opinion, failed to address the issue before recreational marijuana got on the ballot. They could have secured some things like you can grow some amount of your own. They could have put in place some other laws that would have to do with driving, etc. But I think that I think they failed basically to address an issue because they're afraid of it politically. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't necessarily think they failed. I think, as you know, the legislature is confronted with any number of issues. Some issues, you know, that have come to the forefront, I can tell you as a legislator, for 8 years, I served from 2010 to 2018. Some of the things that they're dealing with today, I would have never dreamed would be issues that go before the legislature. Gender movement, for example, or other things that have come to the forefront because of some of the radical policies of the left. Now, you know, I think that to your point as to what was the impetus of getting this recreational amendment on the ballot, was it because of frustrations, because of lack of movement on the marijuana front? You know, I think the governor made a very valid point. When you talk about medical marijuana, right, the amendment, if you go back and you read the amendment language back when it passed several years ago, it was talking about debilitating conditions, you know, things like ALS, things like cancer, things that are obviously serious medical conditions. You know, the governor jokes, but he jokes sort of in jest, but sort of based in reality. There's a lot of people that don't have those quote-unquote debilitating medical conditions that have medical marijuana licenses. And I would leave it for your listeners to assume as to why they have those cards and why they are able to smoke marijuana. And so, yes, that's not the intended purpose, but we have seen the sort of the proliferation people that have applied for medical marijuana licenses and have gotten them. Almost, I think, a million cardholders and so many medical marijuana dispensaries up and down the state. But, you know, to your point, we'll see what the legislature does next year if they address it at all. We're hopeful, like I said, that this amendment will fail, and we hope it'll fail with a pretty large mandate that Floridians don't want any part of recreational marijuana. And what I can tell you as well as a legislator is once you open the door just a crack, get ready because the floodgates are going to open up pretty soon.
Yeah, just the feedback I get, I can tell you right now, nobody wants to stink and everybody's concerned about, you know, being high and driving. Those are the two big things. But I guess I'm looking at the freedom aspect that the governor promotes the state as being the free state of Florida. And I love that, absolutely love that. But medical marijuana, like you said, yeah, easy to obtain, but you still have to jump through hoops. You have to pay for a license. So you're involving the government. Then you have to pay for a doctor's visit. You have to pay for that versus where if you grow your own small amounts for self-consumption, that kind of addresses all that in a very free way.
Yeah, well, we'll see what the legislature wants to do in response to some of these discussions. And we agree it's a healthy discussion to have. You know, we've been having it up and down the state, as you know, the governor, the first lady, myself, crisscrossing the state. But you also have to recognize there are health implications, because even for personal consumption, like you say, you know, what you do in your own home is your business. But there are implications for society, for culture, in terms of, to your point, and you mentioned it, driving while high. And those concerns are going to continue to permeate the discussion. But nonetheless, I think you're right. I think we need to have open and discussions rooted in the facts, because what the industry has done, the marijuana industry, is a corporate cartel. It's focused only on enhancing their profits. It's all about greed. They've spun the narrative in such a way where you almost are chastised if you bring up real legitimate scientific concerns with proliferation of marijuana usage as it relates to mental health issues, as it relates to opening up the door to other drugs, and especially our younger population. Access, proliferation, you know, the author that we had in one of our references about it very clearly. Like, you know, anytime you enhance drugs, you're going to see real serious implications, whether it's emergency room visits or other things like that. So it's a big, complex policy discussion, but I think it's healthy to have it. And I agree, there's room for ample perspective.
You know, we would have been past all this by now if we had scientific experimentation taking place over the last 30 years, which we should have. But because they made it a Schedule I drug, nobody wanted to touch it to test it. And my thoughts about it have changed big time about legalized marijuana, because what I used to think was pretty innocuous, and especially compared to alcohol and other harder drugs, I know now, I know better. And that is because more and more people have used it, so they're able to collect data. And you're right. Right. There's some people psychologically, they basically, bad things happen. It is not for everybody. So I agree. But look, they made it Schedule I to begin with. That's the long arm of the government trying to control people. I mean, heck, if people want to drink toilet cleaner, they can, really.
I wouldn't suggest that, but certainly, I guess, not to your point. But yeah, I think to your point, again, it's these are things that for a long time, the discussions really have been monopolized by this corporate industry that is looking to further their profits. And, you know, the THC content, a lot of people use the phrase, oh, this isn't your parents' marijuana. Certainly, this healthy, organic product with no risk, with no health implications. And I would say that nothing could be further from the truth when you're talking about the marijuana that they're selling. And you look at other states and you look at, again, that mentality, do whatever you want, be free, you know, smoke it in your home. And there's no reason government should be in that discussion. But you look at other states that have passed recreational marijuana. And I would challenge anyone to point to a city or a state that is better off for it, truly better off for it. And that's some of the discussions we've been having. And, you know, I think it's been a really important topic, and that's why you've seen the governor engage, you've seen the Surgeon General engage, and you've seen other state leaders that have been highlighting the risks, the challenges, and then our law enforcement community is staunchly opposed to it. And I think you've seen that up and down throughout the state.
Well, we've had some law enforcement officers that have been for it, and we've seen and heard some of the commercials for that. But let's move on.
Yeah, I would challenge you to find out if they're running, if they're term limited, if they're running for election. And I'd also challenge you to look at their campaign coffers.
You always have to look at that for, you know, all politicians. It's definitely a possibility. I agree with that. Amendment 4, the abortion one, I think that that you have been clear. The governor's wife was very clear when I had her on the air. And really, it's the way this thing is written, opens the door to third trimester. Most Americans are just not in favor of that part of it. There's already, you know, you have the exceptions for rape and incest. So I think that you and others have made a great case why they should vote no on Amendment 4. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and one of the most important points that we've been bringing up, which you didn't mention right now, is the parental consent versus parental notification. Again, to your point, not the vast majority of Americans are not in favor of late-term abortions up until the moment of birth. And I would tell you that the vast majority of Americans, and especially in Florida, where we've prided ourselves on supporting parental rights and ensuring that parents have a say, that to remove parental consent from a dangerous medical procedure that has life-altering implications that could lead to many significant health complications, there is no reason why they should allow a child as young as 13, 14, to go get an abortion without parental consent. And that, for me, is disqualifying, not only as Lieutenant Governor, but as a mom myself.
Well, and I've got a daughter that's a PA and another son that's in medical school. So when they have the language that says something about a healthcare worker practitioner versus a doctor, the language opens it up for non-doctors, it sounds like, to perform these, you know, this surgical procedure that can be very dangerous. So I don't like that aspect of it either.
Yeah, no, I agree. A lot of those terms, healthcare provider, patient's health, they leave them open-ended, again, on purpose. And we'll go back to the same concept that we were talking about in the previous amendment. It's about a business model, expanding their business so that they can make a profit. And Parenthood, this has been said many times, they're in the business of expanding their business, but we're in the business of saving lives and protecting women. And I think that that's something that the debate on abortion gets very passionate. It gets very murky because they like to bring in a lot of different aspects to it that are not rooted in reality. That's one of the things that frustrated me so much during this campaign season is that you see these ads on TV, and I'm sitting there watching it with my family, and they come on, and I'm like yelling at the TV, that's a lie, that's not true. And, it's frustrating to see that campaigns just have really, they no longer care about the truth. If you want to argue on your principles, if you want to say that you believe in abortion up until the time of birth, then say it and debate it, and we'll have that argument. But for them to say that Florida, you know, that women are dying because, you know, there's no exceptions for life of the mother, that's just not true. It is what it is. We'll continue to fight up until 7 p.m. tonight, and when the polls close, hopefully we'll get those election results really quickly.
Well, we really appreciate the back and forth, the debate, the conversation on these and other vital issues. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, thank you once again for being on the show. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. You too.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.